Hey, welcome to today's show here on Anchor. It's Monday, the 11th of December. We're getting closer to the Christmas break now. Now, I was helping a candidate last week secure an interview, and we got talking to that candidate a little bit about the outcome of the interview and how to manage that process. Now, internally within our organization, we give that candidate a nice little tip list of how to manage the interview, and also a little video from us just giving them some insight in how to get the best out of it. And a couple of things that came up was, one was how you manage any questions or any niggles or anything that they're unsure about during the interview process. And it's really important that you have a chance to actually talk to that line manager or HR, whoever you're meeting, at the end of interview, to talk about anything that they're unsure about. So it goes something like asking them the question, is there anything that you're unsure about or anything I've said today that you'd like to talk about again, or would like to query or question, so you have another chance to answer that question. Now, it might be something that they've queried or something that they're unsure about, and it might give you a second chance to overcome perhaps something that they're unclear about or unsure about you, but haven't decided to bring that up in the rest of the conversation. Now, this is a really important point because it gives you that chance to really express yourself, and maybe you didn't express yourself as well the first time, and perhaps you need a second chance to be able to tell your side and your story and your message to give them some clarity on that as well. Now, at the end of that interview process, you're going to find out what the next stage is. Now, it might be at the final stage. It may only be a one-stage interview, but often or not, it could be several interviews. So you also want to find out from that person in the interview, and you might have found this out already, but you want to ask them, what is the next stage of the interview and when might that be? Again, if you find out and you're asking those questions during the interview, it might just give you a little idea, a little glimpse into their thinking about whether they're going to take it forward for you, how quickly they're going to be doing it. And if it's really positive and the interview's going really well, you can always say to them, hey, look, you know, what's the next stage in the interview? And these are my available dates for when I could come back in if required for a next stage. So again, you can actually almost pre-book and pre-get that thing moving across. And that might set you up in advance for other candidates, and it may put you at the top of the line, because time kills all deals. It really does. And that means if you're, you know, the opportunity may be missed if something changes, or the budget changes, or they weren't able to get you in quick enough, or someone else came along and took that role in front of you. So these are really important points. If you want to, if you want any more information on this, please let me know. You can call in on the show. If you're listening to on iTunes, go over to David, anchor.fm/David Lawrence, and look forward to speaking to you again soon.